The Buddha had many disciples as monastic, but he also had many disciples as lay people. Among his lay disciples, there is a very rich businessman. His name is Sudatta. But because people in his city love him so much, they gave him the name of Anattapindika. People like Anattapindika are so rare, extremely rich and extremely happy. To see a happy, wealthy person is very rare. Anattapindika had a very generous heart. Before he met the Buddha and consider him as a teacher, he had been already a very generous person. He spent a lot of his energy and time and money to help the destitute people in his country, the children, the poor, the destitute. And he took a great deal of pleasure in helping them. And that is why the population of his country had given him the name Anattapindika, the one who helps the destitute people. He used to go to the kingdom of Magadha to do business. He had a brother-in-law living there. And every time he came to the city of Rajagraha, he always stayed in the house of his brother-in-law. His hometown is Shravasti, the kingdom of Kosala in the north. And Magadha, the city of Rajagraha, is south of the Ganges River. That time when he came to the city of Rajagraha, his brother did not seem to take good care of him. He was very busy organizing something. He was surprised. He said, "You are inviting the king to your home?" And his brother-in-law said, no, I'm not inviting the king. I'm inviting the Buddha. That is why my family is busy cleaning the house, preparing the meal to offer to the Buddha and some of his monks." And when Anattapindika hear the word Buddha, he was impressed. Buddha, the awakened person, who is he? And he was very interested in knowing the Buddha. And he couldn't wait. That is why in the early morning he set out in order to go to the bamboo grove in order to see the Buddha. And at that time, it was very early in the morning, it's about 5 in the morning, and he met the Buddha doing walking meditation outside. He had a good talk about Buddha. And he was so impressed that he wanted to invite the Buddha to come to his city to share the teaching and the practice. It's him who offered the Buddha a beautiful a grove for a practice center for the Buddha and his monks in his home city, Shravasti. And his family was a happy family because his wife and 3 children also enjoyed the teaching and the practice offered by the Buddha. He took great pleasure in supporting the community of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. There was one year when he, as a wealthy businessman, he went bankruptcy. He did not have enough to eat in his family. But he did not suffer. Because before that he has created so many friends that when he got into the difficulties, his friend always came and helped him out. So he did not suffer at all, even in during his time of bankruptcy. He was able to continue helping the people in his country and supporting the community of the Buddha for many decades. One day the Buddha learned that he was very sick, and the Buddha went to his home for a visit. And after that, he asked his senior disciple, the monk Shariputra, to take care of Anattapindika and help him to die peacefully. Shariputra was one of the brightest students of the Buddha. And he is a very close friend of Anattapindika, the lay person. One day, Shariputra learned that Anattapindika was dying. So he asked his brother, his younger brother in the Dharma, Ananda, a cousin of the Buddha, to come with him to help. When Shariputra and Ananda came, Anattapindika was very sick. He tried, but he could not sit up on his bed. He was so happy to see the two monks coming, but he could not sit up. Shariputra said, "Dear friend, don't try. Just lie down. We will bring a few chairs and sit close to you." After having seated, Shariputra asked this question, "My dear friend, how do you feel within your body? Is the pain in your body increasing or decreasing?" Anattapindika said, "Venerables, it does not seem that the pain in my body is decreasing. It is increasing all the time, and I suffer so much." Shariputra said, "In that case, let us practice together the recollection of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. I myself and my Dharma friend, my Dharma brother, Ananda, will support you in this guided meditation." So he gave a guided meditation on mindful breathing, concentrated on the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Shariputra was a very intelligent person. He knew that Anattapindika had taken a great deal of pleasure to serving the Buddha as a teacher, to serving the Dharma as a path of practice, and to serving the Sangha as a community of practice. That is why he wanted to help water the seed of happiness in Anattapindika. There is an exercise called recollections of the Buddha, of the Dharma, of the Sangha, and of the mindfulness trainings available in the Plum Village Chanting Book. And I believe that Shariputra gave a guided meditation with the content exactly the same. And after about 3 or 4 minutes of guided meditation, the seed of happiness in Anattapindika were watered, and it restored a balance between the pain and the joy. Only 3 or 4 minutes, and Anattapindika was able to smile.